Learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Gimel Min Aleph. The Gemara is discussing Tumas of Avodah Zarah and the Hekesh Tanida, the Hekesh Tesheretz that it has. And the Gemara has a Machlokes. If the Hekesh Tanida is that it's Metami with all the Chumras of Nida, that's even Metami Be'evim Masama, or the Hekesh of Nida is just for one Chumra, that it's Metami Be'masa, but then it's Shver, wanting to make a Hekesh Tanavela. And there's a tzad that according to Rabbanan, the Hekesh of Nida is not for any Chumra. So what's the Hekesh of Nida for a Kula? Ma Nida Eina Le'ivarim, Afavei Dezara Eina Le'ivarim. That's what the Gemara says a little bit earlier in that Pei Beis and Beis, going on to Pei Gimel and Aleph. And the Gemara says, Rav Chaim Rugui Yad HaShayla, Afavei Dezara Yishesh Le'ivarim Eina Le'ivarim. The Gemara says that that would only be if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it's all the Chumras of Nida, and then you have a Shayla if it's Le'ivarim. But if it doesn't have all the chumras of Nida, so HaKarchach, the Hekesh of Nida, is to tell you that it's Eina Leivar. Now, what does it mean that Nida is Eina Leivar? Avodah Zarah, we understand, if you have an Avodah Zarah Shel Chulyus, Avodah Zarah, it's made out of parts, so you cut one piece off an Avodah Zarah, so it's not Metame, you need the entirety of the Avodah Zarah to Metame, if one piece of the Avodah Zarah is not Metame. But what does it mean Nida is Eina Leivar? So the three mahalchim in the Rishayim. Rashi says, "Im nechtech evim imena matami b'masu b'ol mishum teres evim v'nachai, avoloi mishum teres evim v'nanida v'nafkamin lo matami b'evim esama." It means, let's say you cut a piece off a nida, you cut an eiver off a nida. So even though when you cut an eiver off any living being, so it's tamei like tumas meis, an evim v'nachai has a dini tumas meis, it's matami b'magu b'masu b'ol. That's a Rashi's bother with. So it is Tamei. What's in the gay that's not Tamei Tumas Nida? But the Torah says there are some chumras of Nida which you don't have by mace, like Evan Mesama. So it doesn't have the chaymer of Nida if it's only an Eva from the Nida. So if you cut off an Eva from the Nida, it won't have the chaymer of the Nida. See, Rashi is bothered because if a Nida touches something, and if one Eva of the Nida touches someone, that means the whole Nida touched them. So we would have come out only having contact with one Eiver of Nida, Elamai, you cut it off. So then it's Tamei because of Eiver Menachai. There it says, but doesn't have the Chaim of the Tumas Nida. So the Yad Eliezer, the Minchas Ariel brings down that there's a Sefer Zakar in Yad Eliezer that has a shtickel from Michael Feinstein. It's in Yad Eliezer Chela Gimel that what's in the Gei Nida Ein Leivarin, if let's say you have the entirety of the Nida but she dies, so she's no longer in Nida. I mean, she has Tumas Meis, but she's not Matame Mishka V'Meishav, she's not Matame Be'evim Mesamam, because she's not in Nida anymore. It's more that way in the Masech Des Nida, that's Samach Tesem Medeis. So, my area, because Nida is Eina Le'evarim, you need the entirety, even when you have the entirety, you need that the Nida should be alive. If the Nida dies, there's no Tumas Nida. So here, when you cut off a piece, that piece is no longer alive. So typically, now that's Eina Le'ivarim, but because it's no longer alive. No, I would say Eina Chinami. We're not saying a Chiddush that Nida is Eina Le'ivarim. It's just the fact is that Nida, an Eiver of it, is not Metame. It doesn't matter if it's the reason because you need the entirety of the Nida, or because you need that the Nida should be alive. Al-Kapanim, we can learn from there the Kula that Avodah Zarah is Eina Le'ivarim. Al-Kapanim, that sheet is Rashi. But the Rambam and the Raiva learn a different pshat. And it comes up mamish in a different sugya. The Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Matami Mishku V'Meishev Halacha Dal, it says a chiddush din. He says if a zav puts a hand or a foot into the aver of kli cheres, since he didn't touch it and he wasn't mastered it, it's tahar. Why? She'ena nidu kiyotzu b'matamim le'evar. And the Kesef Mishnah says the makar is our sugya here, Perek Rabbi Akiva. You see, Kli Charis has both a Kula and a Chumra over other Kalim. The Kula Kli Charis has is Kli Charis is not Metame Migaboy. If you touch the outside of the Kli Charis, you can't be Metame it. You have to touch the inside of the Kli Charis to make it Tame. But Kli Charis has a Chumra that usually, in order to be Metame something, you have to touch it. But by a Kli Charis, if an Ava Tuma goes into the Ava of the Kli Charis, like a Sheretz or a Nevelam, going into the aver of the Kli Charis makes the Kli Charis tamei without any maga. Hazak the Rambam, a zav, u kiyetzabai, that puts his hand and foot into the avir of a kli chayris is not metamim the kli chayris. Why? Because ein anida metamim leivar. So the Rambam is saying a new pshat. The Rambam is saying it's not when you cut off the avir. Even when the avir is attached, it's negay when a nida puts his hand into a kli chayris. So all you have is the avir. The nida herself is not in the kli chayris. Just one avir is in the kli chayris. So the kli chayris doesn't become tummy. That's the pshat of the Rambam. So the Ravid ain't a mechuver. It's not true. Avada, it would become tummy. He says the av is matami b'maga. If a nida touches a keli, it's matami to keli. So the av of the kli chayris is matami b'maga. So if a nida touches the av of the kli chayris, it's matami to kli chayris. What's the difference? Aye, what does it mean? Ain't a matami leivar. So the Ravid a third shot. It means by mishka v'meishav. By mishka v'meishav, you need roiv. Kail or Roiv of the Nida or the Zava to make Mishka V'meishav. Let's say you have a Mishka V'meishav which a Nida doesn't touch. He's lying down on top of 2 mattresses or 10 mattresses. So if the Nida lies down on top of the mattresses, all the mattresses become tummy. If Roiv of the Nida is supported by the mattresses, they all become tummy. But let's say she puts her hand and lies her hand on top of the mattresses, they don't become tummy. Why do you say the hand is a mishkav? That's what it means. Ain't need the matamalei varim. You need the entirety of the nida to create mishkav umeishav. Aver of a nida won't create mishkav umeishav. So it's a machlekes Rambam Raivad alacha lemaisa. If a nida puts a hand into a kli chayris, does a kli chayris become tummy? The Rambam holds no, and the Raivad doesn't understand why not. The Raivad says ain't matamalei varim means the mishkav umeishav. So you have 3 pshatim and ain't matamalei varim. Rashi means if it cut off an aver, it doesn't have the chaymer of nida. The Rambam holds if she puts the aver into the aver kli cheres, and the Ravid holds mishka v'meishav. So it's a meridiker of chaim to explain the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Ravid's explaining that if aver is din in tumas mishka v'meishav, then you need the entirety of nida to be supported on the mishka v'meishav, not just an aver. Masheng and the Rambam holds is a din in hilchas nida b'chlal. Tumas nida needs the entirety of the nida. It's not just a din of mishka v'meishav. Any tumas nida needs the entirety of the nida. So mela, you want a nida to metame kli chayris by going into the aver of the kli chayris. You need the entirety of the nida to go into the aver of the kli chayris. So the Ravid asks the kasha, what's the difference in that and a nida touching something? Zok Reb Chaim, when a nida touches something, so that means the entirety of the nida touched something. That's how you look at maga. Maga is attributed to the entire nida. Mashegin, going into the Aver, only the part that's in the Aver is in the Aver. The rest is not in the Aver. Touching, the whole Nida is touching. The Nida is, if any part of the Nida is touching a thing, so that means the whole Nida is touching it. It's not just one Aver touching, it's not just that little thing that's touching. It's called the Mag of the whole thing. Mashegin, the Aver, it's not in the Aver. So, Reb Chaim, you know the Machlekes Rambam and the Ravid is to explain Tumas Aver by Kli Cheres. The Ravid holds Tumas Aver is a magaza. The Teich of the Kli Cheres is a din. That's the place where the Kli Cheres is makabel the Tumah. Kli Cheres is not makabel the Tumah on the outside, only on the inside. There's no din the Metame has to be on the inside. The Metame is Metame b'maga. That's the place where they have to be Metame. So Mel, that's called the entire need to touching the Kli. Mashiach and the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds the din teich of kli chayris is going on the metame. The metame has to be teich the kli chayris in order to metame the kli chayris. So then it could be ein elei varim, because only an aver is teich the kli chayris. The rest of the need is not teich the kli chayris. So the machlokes Rambam and the Ravid is understanding the din of a tum of the teich of the kli chayris. The Ravid holds it's a din maga, and the teich of the kli chayris is the point of the maga. And the Mela of the Nida puts the hand in the Teich of the Kli Cheres, so Kumtes, the Nida is touching the Kli Cheres. So Mela, the entire Nida is touching the Kli Cheres. Mashengin, the Rambam holds, Teich of Kli Cheres is a din that you can't be Metame in Kli Cheres unless you're inside it. It's a din of the Metame. The Metame has to be inside. So if Nida is Ein Leivarim, the entire Nida has to be inside the Kli Cheres, otherwise it can't be Metame the Kli Cheres. Now there are 2 nekudas that you could clarify. And the first nekuda is like this. The Rambam is klar mavur The Rambam says, Zav shehichnis yadei ragla la'avik l'chairis, hoil v'loi noga boi b'teichai v'loi hi nidai, harei zatar. The Rambam Chairis says, the Zav put his hand into the avir of the kli chairis, since he didn't touch it or move it, it's tar. Mashma and mashma from the Rambam, that if he would have touched it, it would become tummy. And as I come and chayin am amadayik this way, the Ar Sameach, it's in Perik Beis, Hilchas Tumas Eichel, Malacha Chafei, and the older Ar Sameach, it's printed in the Sophis at the end of Zmanim. And Rabbi Tzalpanovich, in the Zeche Yitzchak, at the end of Simon Nun Aleph, and Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in Mishas Rabbi Aaron Taris, Simon Chaf Tesef Katan Zayin, and Rabbi Shloim Haiman, in Chelek Beis, Simon Yadalad, and the Stipler, right here, Eifenart, and others, all these G'dayle Achreinim, a medayik, that the Rambam only said this din when he put the avir, he put the hand or foot in the avir klicharis and didn't touch it. If he touched the avir klicharis, if he touched the actual klicharis, then it'll become tummy. And so I got all these achrayim, some will barichus, some will bekitzer. But as I could clear, the avir klicharis is not metame migaboy, but he is metame miteicha even by the avir. Are there two dinim that a kli cheres can metame by something being in its avir, and also a kli cheres can metame by maga? If something touches the inside of kli cheres, it's maga, but the maga has to be inside, not outside. Or it's all one din, that a kli cheres really is not metame by maga, it's metame by avir. So the outside is just maga, so it's not tame. The inside, you have avir, is tame. Or is there two dinim in the inside gufa, that there's a tumas avir and a tumas maga? If you say there's two dinim, it have to be an afkumina. So here would be an afkumina. The Rambam is saying that a nida that puts a hand into the avir of klicharis is not matamik, it's nida ain't a leivar. And like a chayim is masvi, you need the entirety of the nida to be in the klicharis. The hand's not enough. But a nida touches something, avad it's matame. Why? Because that's called the entire nida touching. So it may be very good. If the nida touches the kli chayris itself, you don't have to come on to the din of teich. That's already the din of maga. And maga works. As long as it's not on the outside, as long as on the inside it works. And there could be other cases where you have maga, but you don't have avir. Like the stipler brings from his son-in-law, Shlomo Berman, that according to the Rash, if you have avir on the outside of the keli, that's called teich. If you have another indentation outside of the keli, that would be called teich, but it wouldn't be called avir, and you'd need maga there, and you'd have the din, let's say, of yad. A yad sometimes works. If you touch the yad, the handle of the keli, so that's like touching the keli. So if you have something which is like a handle to the inside of the keli, so you're not actually inside the keli, you don't have avir, but that could be called maga. And they have kama other nafkaminis in cases where there could be maga maybe without the din of avir. But this will be miyushim api, the way of Chaim is being masbah, that by maga there's no din of ein leivarim, because maga be'etzim means that the entire thing touched. But if you're going towards the din of being b'teichai, and the Rambam holds that teichai is not a din avir, it's a din teich, you have to be b'teichai, it's a din of the matamei. So there there's a din of ein leivarim, mashenka when it touches it, you can go towards the din of maga. But the endless agad, the Reb Chaim himself is not mashma that way. The Reb Chaim is mashma, there is no din maga. All there is a din of teich, and even if he touches it, it won't become tummy. The problem is, the Rambam Mechari says mefurish not the way. The Rambam says, Zav shechiz yadei ragla avik yicharis, hoyo v'loi noga by mitaycha, v'loi yinid nareiz atar. So the Brisker Rav, in the notes on Mechari, Staflam and Chesam and Aleph, in the Kitzvei Grizi Yosef, Mama says the same shtickel, as all these achreinim, that there's two dinim. There's a din avir, for that you need the whole nida. And then there's a din maga, which that you don't need, because the maga is by definition the whole thing. But the Reb Chaim is not mashma that way. Especially the next paragraph, where he talks about the din of pach and ketanim, which we'll get to, but Ez Hashem, and that pei daladim and aleph. Could be I'll mention it then. And I saw one of the tzais Reb Chaim, which has a lot of gulyenis v'ha'oris in the back. They have from a sefer Zikar and Zichur Binyamin that was brought from Reb David Pravatsky. Then he said that they asked the Brisker Rav specifically about the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is saying there's only a din avid, there's no din maga. What does he do? The Rambam says, "Hal v'loy noga mitaycha v'loy nida reiz etar." So you see that the maga would be metame. So Rav David Bavasky said, "I'm not sure if he meant from the brisker of or not." That what the Rambam means is, if he touched it, then that will be moving it. Then it'll be tame al tzeset, not al tzmaga. Hesed you'll have. It's another tumah called hesed. If you master the kli chayrus, you metame. Hal v'loy noga v'loy nida just means that it wasn't hesed. I think the Rambam should have just said hal v'loy nida then. But that's where Reb Chaim is mashma. But Ka'amr, everybody else, the Sameach, Reb Tzalpanovich, the Stipler, the Briskerov, the Mechairis, the Mikdash David, Reb Shlaima Hyman, Reb Aaron Kotler, they all learn that the Rambam is dafka din, in the din of Avivini Kulai, Mashaygin, if Itaka touched it, this Taka Pasha the din Magav by Klicharis, just like by other Kalim, and if added a Magav Anida, B'taychai would be Metamei. The other nekuda which you could declare is this din of Eina Leivarim is a tafka din in Nida. It's exerius a cause of a Nida Zaina Leivarim. You have to know the makar to it. Or is it a din in all Tumas? Tumas Meis also. Reb Chaim is mashma klar, it's tafka din in Nida. And I saw the Minchas Yul brings the Chazanish also says that in Tyrus Simonais of Katan Chafalif. But a number of Achrenim, they teach a Rambam. In Ilchus Tumas Eichlim, Perik Beis, Halacha Chafei, and the other cases in the Rambam, that a Tamei Meis also, let's say you have someone who's a Tamei Meis, he's an Avatumi, he's a Metamei Kalim, if he puts his hand into a Kli Chayris, it's also not Metamei the Kli Chayris. Bamis is not Mashman that way in the Rambam. The Rambam brings you the Din Ilchus Metamei Mishkev Umayshev, and he says a Zav, who puts in, She'ein Hanida Ukiyetzeba Metamei Leivorim. The Chayin Nida Ukiyetzeba means, Nida and Zava and Zav. But the Rambam is mavur in a few places that a Tamei Meis, at least that's what Achrenim are learning, also, when he puts his hand into a Kli Chayris, it won't be Metamei, only if he touches the Kli Chayris. And they learn it's the same Yisayin, because a Tamei Meis is also not Metamei Levarim. You need the entirety of the person to transmit the Tumah. So if he touches it, you have the Maga. But if he doesn't touch it, so you need the entire person to be inside the Kli Chayris in order to be metame the Kli Chayris. It's not just a din in Nida Ein Leivarim, it's a din that Tamei Meis is also Leivarim. And as a Tumah that's on a person is not Leivarim. The Mikdash David says the same thing in Taris Simon Memches in the beginning. And he says, it's a din any time you have a shear of Tumah. Right? Nevela needs a Kazayas. So, you need the entire Kazayas to be inside the Kli Chayris, because that's the share of the Tumah. But a Nevela, you don't have a din of Ein Leivarim, because once you have a Kazayas, that's good enough. But you need the whole Kazayas. Or Kazayas min Ameis is Tame. Less than a Kazayas min Ameis is not Metame. Right? You need the entire Kazayas min Ameis to be inside the Kli Chayris. The din of Avayda Zara Ein Leivarim means that even though the shear of Avodah Zarah is also Kazayas, like the Gemara says, Mavur in the Sugya, but it has to be a complete Avodah Zarah, a complete Yetchka. You cut off a Kazayas from the Avodah Zarah, it's not Metame. By a Sheretz in a Mace, you cut off a Kadasha from a Sheretz, or a Kazayas from a Mace, and it's Metame. By a Nida, you can't cut off a piece according to Rashi, or according to the Rambam, if you just have that piece, and you're not being the Gei of Bekulay, you have that piece in the Kli Chayris, it's not metame. But who adim, when you have a sheer tumah, you'll need the entire tumah to be in the Kli Chayris. So according to the Achrenim, it's not a din in Nida. It's a din any time there's a tumah on something. So whatever the chevs of the tumah is, it's not leivarim, you'll need the entire thing to be in the Kli Chayris, and Eva wouldn't be metame. But Reb Chaim is mashma, it's dafka din in Nida. Other tumahs, you don't need the entire thing to be in the Kli Chayris, and Eva from other tumahs would also be metame. And now let's go right to, the Gemara has a braisa about Avodah Zarah. Is it Hein Veha Seitan, Hein Veloya Seitan? The Gemara's maskana is, Rav Ashi's pshat was, that the braisa means like this, Nochi v'nochris, who have a din of a Zav, whether they're Maset Acherim, and that's a Tumah of Heset, if a Zav and a Zav move someone, that's a Tumah of Heset, or Acherim or Asita Isan, and that's a Tumah of Masa. So in both cases, the tar becomes tamei. If they moved him, or if he moved them, If they moved him, so it's hesed. If he moved them, it's masa. So either way, they become tamei. Hashengin, they're a bun and hold. That avaydezara shesita acheyim is tahir. Avaydezara that moves somebody is tar, because according to the Rabbanan, it doesn't have all the chumras of a nida. It's metame b'masa, but not behesit. But acheyim shesitu oisa, but if acheyim moved it, so that's masa, so tameim. So then the acheyim become tamei, because according to the chum, avaydezara is metame b'masa, and has that chumra of nida, like nevela. But it doesn't have the chumrah of all the other chumras like hesed, where the nida's masit, it's tam, it's tahar. And mishamshin don't have any chumrah. Mishamshin bein hein shesitu achayim, bein achayim shesitu zaysim tahayim. Mishamshin, it doesn't matter if it moves something or they moved it. It's not matami b'mas, it's not matami b'hesed. Rabbi Kiva says nachri nachris and avay desara bein hein shesitu achayim, bein achayim shesitu zaysim tahayim. Because Nachri Nachris and the Vaidazara have all the chumras of Zav, and therefore the Matame, if them masit someone behesit, or if someone's masit them, that's Masa. And Mishamshin, Bein Hein Shesidu Achayim, Bein Achayim Shedaisim is Tahirim, because Mishamshin are like Sheretz, they're not Matame, B'masa, or behesit, and neither, if they're masit someone, or someone's masit them, they're Tar. So the Gemara says, Shailom, what's the case of a Vaidizara being Masit? The Zav, the Zava, Nachri, and Nachris can move something, and that's a din of Hesed by Zav. That's one of the Chumras that Zav has, and no other Tumas have. But how would that work by a Vaidizara? Vaidizara is not alive, how could it be Masit anyone? So the Gemara says, Amr, Amr, Breder, Avyeva, Tikkiritnan, like it says in the Mishnah. Hazav, Bekaf, Mesnayim, Va'echlu, Mashkim, Bekaf, Shnia, Kara, Hazav, Tmeim, Kara, Waim, Tahir. If let's say there's a balance scale, so if the Zav is heavier, is on the Karu Azav, so what happens? The Zav is being Masit to Eichlum Umashkim. So the Zav is being Masit to Eichlum Umashkim. So it's being Mitami, then Behesit. But if Karu Hain, if the Eichlum Umashkim are heavier than the Zav, so Rashi explains, why are they metami b'masa? Rashi says, because eichlum u'mashkin, there's no din tumas masa. Only a person can have tumas masa. If a person carries a tummy, that's a din of masa. But if an inanimate object carries something, that's not a din of masa. Now, if it's royal u'mishkuv u'mayshav, that could be mishkuv u'mayshav. But since eichlum u'mashkin are not royal u'mishkuv u'mayshav, so mail there's no mishkuv u'mayshav, and there's no masa, so mail they're tar. Thus state in Rashi. So Taisus points out that the Mishnayis that we have in Zavim, the Girsa is a Zav and a Mishkav u'Meishav. So if the Zav goes down, he's the Tar, and it doesn't mean the Tar because you have Hesit, but the Tar from Medjus, they don't have a Tumah Chamura. But if they're Kara, so then it's Tameh because that's like Medjus. But it doesn't bring down this thing about Eichelon u'Mashkin. And that wouldn't be so negated to Asugir because that Mishnah didn't mention anything about Hesit. Now we have in the Mishnayis, the next Mishnah says that Azav Bekaf Maznayim V'Echam Asher Bekaf Shnia, the Mishnah by us says Tmeim. So the Rishayim here, the Ramban, the Ridva, the Ran, they say that when the Mishnah says Karu V'Echam Umashkim is Tmeim, it means if it's Karu Azav, it's Tmeim, because then you have the din of Hesed, and Hesed next is Megdechlu Mashkim Tamei. Now, Shane Cain, if the Eichlum Mashkim Makaru, the Mishnah didn't mention it. And here the Gemara is saying, the Kayecha Braisa, that if the Eichlum Mashkim Makaru, so it's Tahirim. Because there's no Din Masa by Eichlum Mashkim, Nafka by an Adam, like Rashi says. But the Rashi and the Rosh Diran Zavin, on the Mishnah that says, Hazav, Bekaf, Mazdayim, Eichlum Mashkim, Bekaf, Shni, Tameim, they say it means clearly, both Kar Zav and Kar Eichlum Mashkim, it's Tameh. They don't bring down our Gemara. Maybe that's the girsa they have in our Gemara. The Zav is Karu is Tame because of Hesed. And how come if the Eichlun and Mashkim are Karu, why do they become Tame? So the Rosh there says, because even that's called Hesed. Because even if they're Karu, but they're still being balanced a little bit by the Zav. Without the Zav being there, they'd be further down. They'd be in the ground. And now they're just a little bit down. So it's still, the Zav is still moving them, the Zav is still causing them to be higher than they otherwise would be. So Kumtais is not a Yisaitis Lika Machloikis Rishainim. Rashi, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, they all say, like the Girsu we have, that if the Arichun Umashkim Akaru, the Tar. Because there is no Hesed, and there's no Din Masa by Arichun Umashkin. And the Rash and the Rosh are saying in both cases that Tameh. But could be the Pshat is Neinamon, like the Rosh says, that even when the Arichun Umashkin Akaru, still the Zav is being Masa them, because otherwise they'd be further down. So it's not say this stick of Machloikis. But Rabbi Kivengin, the Gilyan Ashas, is Mitzayin to Rashi and Nida. Now, from the Dalan of Midbeis, Rashi and Nida is Mashmaklar, that there is a din masa, even by inanimate objects, even not by an Adam. Rashi is talking about Dama Nida. And Dama Nida, the Gemara's Mechadish is no din Mishka Vumesha by Dama Nida. And Rashi says that it won't become an Avatama, but they'll become a Rishon L'tuma, because it's Masa. And Rashi's Klar Mashmi is Tumat Kalim, is Tumat things that are Royal Mishkav Umeshav, and he says they won't become an Avatuma, but they'll become a Rishon L'tuma. So Rashi is Mashmi, it is a din of Masa by Adam and Kalim also. As they shtelt to be Kveig on the Stira. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuvsa Machalim brings a Sidre Tara on Ulchis Nidam, that brings this Rashi and Nidam to tell you, even Lagabe Ksamim, that there's a din tumas masa, even by Kalim. But the Minchas Chinuch says, you see from Rashi here, not that way. And also he says it's the Seftan Allah says, Kol Shein Baruch Chaim in Matamim Masa. It's also Mefurish Rambam in Perik Allah, Filchas Tumas Mishka Vamesha Valacha Tes, that there's no din masa only by Adam. As they state in Rashi in the Rishayim in Eklar. Rashi and Nida is also another Rashi and Nida. Each tells through the Rashi on Daf Nandalan and Mebeis. Also Rashi and Nida Daf Samach Tesa Mebeis also is Mavur. That there'd be a Din Masa by Kalim. Rashi says the Din of Evan Mesama that doesn't have by Mace is when you have a heavy stone and you have Kalim under the stone. And since they can't feel the weight of the Mace, and I'm Matami B'Masa. Rashi's Mash McClure, even Kalim will be Matami B'Masa. If it wouldn't be for Evan Misama. It's not like Rashi here. There's a exchange of letters between the Teferis Yisrael and Rabbi Kiveger and Perik Aleph of Masechtas Kalim. There also the Rav, when it says in the veil is Metame Odom, Metame Megon, and Memasa, the Rav of Mishnayis there, Mishnah Beis, says Dafkan Odom is Metame Bemasa, but anything else, an inanimate object, a Kali or an Eichel or Mashke, is not Metame Bemasa. If it supports something tameh without touching it, it's not metameh. And Kvega brings this, Rashi says that way, Klor, but he asks the steer, Rashi need the down of a base, it's not that way. So the Tveris Yisrael there, used to write letters to Rabbi Kivega, and by as he quotes a letter that he wrote to Rabbi Kivega, he doesn't think that's a pshat in Rashi Nida. Rashi Nida was talking about a person, he's matchik a little bit in the lashon of the Rashi. And he says, because it's a mefurish and mishnah. Not only is Stephen Rashi, it's a Mishnah Mefurish. The Mishnah in Zavim says, Kol she'azov nisa olav tar, chutz min aroi l'mishke v'mashe ve'adam. It says if a Zav is on top of something, if a Zav being carried by something, it's tar, unless it's aroi l'mishke v'mashe. So you see clearly, or an Adam. So you see clearly that anything which is not aroi l'mishke v'mashe, or not an Adam, doesn't become tummy when a Zav is being carried. So you see clearly there's no masa. There's only a din tumas mishkav u'meishav by something which is royal u'meishav, and there's a din masa by Adam, but there's no masa by anything else. A mamishav furish a mishnah. You can't learn Rashi need the nalik a mishnah. So every kvega tain is, you can't say it's a mefurish a mishnah, because in Eiv and Af of Zion, Rabbeinu Tam says that what the mishnah means is that there's no avatuma. They don't become an avatuma from that royal mishkav u'meishav. But Rabbeinu Tam's shita is, and this is a different thing. This is not Masa. This is Mishka V'meishav. It's only by Zav and Zava. But Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is that if you have Mishka V'meishav, which is not Royal Mishka V'meishav, it doesn't become an Avatoma, but becomes a Rishon L'tuma. If it's Royal Mishka V'meishav, it becomes an Avatoma. If it's not Royal Mishka V'meishav, it becomes a Rishon L'tuma. So you see, Klai learns that the Mishnah only is talking about the din of Avatoma. So Rabbi Kvega means it's a Rashi also, even though Rashi not saying like Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi and Nida. Rashi and Nida is talking about the din of Masa, which would apply to all Tumis, not all Tumis, it wouldn't apply to Sheretz, but apply to Nevela and to Mace also, which doesn't have Mishka V'meishav. But just like Rabbeinu Tam learned the Mishnah that if it's Eina Royal Mishka Vameshiv, it says it's not Tame, meaning it doesn't become an Avatumah, it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, Rashi could also learn that way, and becomes a Rishon L'Tumah Al Tzmasa. But we'll be a steerer to Rashi here, Rabbi Kivega Blaim Shver, and the steerer in Rashi. But if you learn like Rashi and Nida, so the Mishnah in Zavin that says that if the Eichon Mashkim Bekav Shni, it's Tame, it means either way, whether it's Kara Azov or Kari the Eichon Mashkim, it will be Tame, but Kara Azov is Tame Al Tzeset, and Kari the Eichon Mashkim is Tame Al Tzmasa. But like we said, the Rambam is Mefurish, is no Din Masa. There's a Tesefta in Rishalei said they bring. There's a Sifra. There's a Ramban in Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph, which is Medayik Taka from this Mishnah in Zavim, like the Tveris Yisrael, that there's no Tumas Masa. And he also brings the Tayyus Kainim, the Sifra, that there's no Tumas Masa. But he's Medayik Taka from the Mishnah in Zavim. And Kvegi says, that alone is not a Raya. And Rebbeinu Tam's Pshat, that it means there's no Avatumah. Al-Kabanim Zichar Rev Yishainim hold, like Rashi here, that there's no Din Masa by, only by Adam, not by Eichon Mashkin.